Somewhere, deep in the pit of my soul, I know that I'm one sick motherfucker. If I end up in hell, then I 100% deserve it. Sitting in front of me and watching me from above is Summer Dandridge. I don't make eye contact. I don't ever make eye contact because Summer has infiltrated my life and has vowed to destroy it ever since she signed up for my class. My lecture is over, and while students are clearing out, Summer is just sitting there. This is the semester's final class, and I'm relieved. It has been the longest and the hardest class I have ever presided over. Usually I'll wait until all the students have cleared the room, but now I feel like I should leave. I begin packing my things, and I hear her descending the stairs. Now, she's heading my way. At the beginning of the semester, Mr. Colt had divided the students, placing some in his care and mine. As the assistant professor, I had asked that Summer Dandridge be placed under his watch because of our familiar past. In short, Summer is my best friend's sister. I've known her since she was 5 after I transferred from Canada because my father had gotten a job promotion. Her brother Chris and I became friends in middle school and have been inseparable since then. Summer had been her brother's little pest. She'd been wanting to be around us all the time. But as we aged, she never stopped wanting to be around us. Around me. I figured she had a crush on me or something. Back then, it seemed innocent, and it was. However, when Chris and I graduated from high school and I took my then-girlfriend to the prom, Summer didn't take it lightly. Chris jokingly said she'd been upset that I didn't take her. We laughed it off, but deep down I knew Summer had been serious. I'd left it like that and went on to college, thinking nothing of it. After all, Summer was Chris's baby sister, and all of us came like siblings. Her crush on me was all part of growing up, and that was considered normal, right? Well, so I had thought until that fateful Christmas Eve. Chris and I hadn't seen each other in a long time given his work schedule and my studies for my PhD. Truthfully, my mom had died, and my dad had remarried and moved back to Canada, so I had nothing tying me to my high school home. But when Chris extended his invitation to spend Christmas with him, I couldn't refuse. Now I find myself questioning whether visiting the Dandridges that year was a huge mistake. I remember that Christmas weekend as if it were yesterday. I had just arrived and was shown to Chris's old room. Chris and I were chatting when we heard a commotion downstairs. When we walked out into the hallway, it had been Summer who'd arrived. Chris hurried downstairs and I followed. However, the moment I met the end of the stairs, it was as if I'd been frozen in time. Summer had not been the sweet, innocent girl I knew growing up. She had changed, transformed. The last time I had seen her, she'd been 11. That Christmas weekend, she'd been 20. Much older, much more mature, and breathtakingly beautiful.
Jesus, what the fuck, Landon? That's my baby sister. Close your fucking mouth.
That's what Chris said before jabbing me in the rib with his elbow. Then and there, I knew I was fucked. I could recall the look Chris gave me, like it was a warning, but I knew better. And it would have been sick of me to even think of Summer in such a manner.
Relax. That's the last thing I would do. I just haven't seen her in what, over a decade? I'm shocked, okay? She looks nothing like I remembered. She's like a sister to me, dude. Why the fuck would you even go there?
I don't know, I just saw the way you looked at her. I know that look. Come on, you're my fucking best friend, Landon.
I would never pursue Summer like that. Trust me.
Those words still haunt me to this day. That weekend was a test of fate and true friendship, because Summer Dandridge had made it exceedingly difficult for me to have a normal Christmas. I seriously wished she had still held the grudge she had for me when I graduated from high school. Summer had used every opportunity when she found me alone to express how much she missed me, thought of me, and wanted me. And when she wasn't in my face saying something contrary, she'd been strutting around in the skimpiest of outfits, saying it was all for me. It drove me mad. I couldn't wait to get out of there. And it hadn't been because of how she was behaving. It had been because of how I felt about her. I wanted her too, and it was disgusting to even want that. Summer was like my sister, but somehow I wanted to make her my lover, to fuck her. It was disheartening. And now, she's here pursuing a master's degree in chemical engineering, the exact thing I studied. It's been 3 years since our last encounter, and now she's here. She's fucking here to torment me. Today is the second to last day of class for the semester, and she has finally found an opening. The professor, my colleague, had a family emergency and asked that I carry on the exam recap for today. However, being alone has opened the door for an intrusion, one that I am in no position to handle. I could have just left the moment I dismissed my students, but out of courtesy, I always wait and then clear the whiteboard. The moment she reaches close enough to my desk, I grab the eraser and start at the board. Summer stops right next to me.
Landon.
How can I be of assistance to you, Miss Dandridge?
Are you seriously going to call me like that?
I finish clearing the board and face her.
Call you like what? Your real name?
Summer makes a face and exhales.
Landon, come on. We've known each other for like... I have known you my entire life. Why are you acting like this?
I toss the eraser into my bag.
May I remind you that this is a professional setting and you are my student?
She glances around the room.
You know we're alone, right? No need to keep up with appearances.
The room might be empty, but there are always eyes and ears everywhere, and the last thing I need is trouble. This is Summer's first year of her master's and my third semester as an assistant professor. Fraternizing with students is strictly prohibited. If any word gets out that we've been inappropriate in any way, it can jeopardize her degree and my job. Summer reaches for me and I grab my bag, stepping away from her. Jesus. Her scent is intoxicating. Vanilla. She smells like vanilla.
So are you just going to avoid me like you did this entire semester?
Yes. And now I'm taking my leave.
I almost make it to the door when she says,
So that kiss meant nothing to you?
I remain at the door, not sure what the fuck to do or say.
That kiss was a mistake, Summer. It was highly inappropriate. And that was almost 3 years ago. Why would you bring up something from that long ago?
She makes a move towards me, and I regret stopping to entertain her. There's that scent again, that soft, sweet vanilla essence. I glance at my watch.
I have to go.
Wait.
She grabs my arm.
Please tell me that our kiss meant at least something. You stormed off and left early the next morning. I didn't know what to think.
I was grateful that the holidays were over and I was leaving the next day. As for leaving in the morning, that was a choice to avoid problems with her or Chris. I'd made up some stupid excuse about my flight just to get away.
What I think doesn't matter, because it shouldn't have happened in the first place.
I rip my arm free and storm off. For months, I'd wrecked myself thinking about what I'd done, what we'd done back at her home for Christmas. I had no intentions of doing anything with Summer. It's still nauseating to think that I did that, even after promising her brother I wouldn't, and knowing how we grew up. Am I a pervert? Does that make me a pedophile? We were adults, consenting adults, but it felt wrong, so fucking wrong. And then, I betrayed her brother's trust. As I push the door to Professor Colt's office, Summer rushes in behind me, pushing the door closed.
What the hell, Summer?
The door makes a loud click and I stare at her, and then peek through the blinds at the side. Thank God they're already closed and no one can see us.
Relax, no one saw me.
That's not the point. And why the fuck are you here?
I take another look through the blinds. The hallway is empty and she may be right that no one might have seen us, but still.
I want to talk,
she says.
There's nothing to talk about. You are jeopardizing your future by being here with me. You have exams next week.
I don't care.
Damn it, Summer.
Fine, I'll leave.
I drag my palm down my face.
Wait, what do you want?
I need you to answer one question and truthfully.
I let out a huge sigh because somehow I know where this is going, and it can never end well.
What?
Did you like it? Did it mean anything?
I sigh again.
Summer.
I only want the truth. I want to know if I'm even worth it. Was I that bad?
I peer at her. Of course it was worth it. Every fucking second my tongue spent down her throat was worth every breath. And even though she had been the one to trap me in that bathroom and kiss me, I never regretted a second. But it was wrong.
Landon.
Yes, it was worth it.
She smiles, and God, it kills me because she's even prettier when she smiles.
But it shouldn't have happened. Jesus, Summer, you're like a sister to me.
Sister? I don't want you to be my brother. I want you to be my...
Stop.
She moves close to me.
All right. I get it. I get it that I'm not your type. I get it that I'm not pretty and good enough for you. That I'm no beauty or goddess like the girl you took to the prom.
Stop it. Don't say it like that. That isn't true.
You never liked me, and throwing myself at you was the worst thing I could have done. I thought we could have something, you know? I thought...
She shakes her head.
Never mind. You're right, this is unprofessional. You don't have to ever worry about talking to me or seeing me again.
I knew I should have let her go, let her walk away, but seeing her torn like this and crying is shredding me to fucking bits. Everything she said was wrong. I like her, I want her, and she sure as fuck is my type. I stop her at the door.
Hold on.
I take her hand, her soft, small hand.
What? What now? If you're worried about your precious job, then I'll make sure no one sees me when I leave.
No, it's not that.
Then what is it, Landon?
I rake my fingers through my hair. Why is this so goddamn hard to do? Maybe because it's wrong and I'm not supposed to be doing it in the first place. I'm 30, and she's 23, for fuck's sake.
I like you. I enjoyed the kiss. And ever since I saw you at that Christmas weekend, I couldn't take my mind off of you.
Summer's eyes widen, but this thing between us cannot happen. It's not right.
Says who? We are both adults.
Yes, but out of respect for your brother.
My brother? I don't give a shit about what that asshole thinks.
We have been friends for ages, and to think of betraying him with...
My brother is a two-timing sob who has no say in our business. He's got enough problems on his own. Fucking his goddamn secretary while his wife is heavily pregnant. So excuse me if I don't give a damn about his opinion of us.
What?
You didn't know? Wow.
She folds her arms.
Chris is not the person you think he is. He has fucked several of my college friends and now he's doing his secretary. He's a fucking irresponsible shithead.
I squeeze the back of my neck. Chris? Never. He's the strong-headed one. He's the responsible one. And to think of him cheating on his wife, Sophie, is unfathomable.
Are you sure?
I swear on my father's grave.
The fuck? What could possess him to cheat on his wife?
Okay, all right, but we still can't...
Forget it.
Summer reaches for the door handle.
I don't even know why I wasted my time. It's like you're making all the excuses. Don't worry, I'm taking my leave.
I press my lips onto hers, and instantly her body relaxes against me. I devour her like cake, like good old chocolatey cake. And God, she tastes fucking amazing. I pull her onto me, lifting and carrying her to the desk, shoving books and papers aside. It's like we were meant to be like this. Summer moans over my kisses, her tongue darting in and out, teasing me with her wicked mouth. She moans again, and it drives me up a wall to hear her like that. I shove her skirt up, brushing my palms along her thighs. She is still kissing me, still taunting me with her devilish tongue. The moment she objects to me touching her down there, I'll stop. I'll pull away. But she doesn't. The closer I get up her thighs, the more I feel compelled to take her right fucking here. My hands meet her panties, and I break the kiss.
Summer.
I want you.
I can't take you here.
Desperation floods her eyes.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Not like this.
She huffs and tries to push me off, but I steal my body between her legs.
So what was this for? What was any of this for? Sometimes I feel like you live to terrorize me, to make me feel like shit.
No, no, Summer. We are in your professor's office. What if someone catches us?
Right. I forgot you only care about your stupid job.
Summer.
I sigh.
What I care about is you. You came here for your degree. Do you know what will happen if we get caught?
I told you, I don't care. I only came here because of you.
Well, I care. I don't want anyone to think you're sleeping your way to the top. You're smart, Summer. Brilliant. And I don't want to ruin that.
There's no one else but us in here. Nobody will know.
You deserve better than an on-the-table fuck.
She rolls her eyes.
I want to do it the right way. I want to do this after your exams and after the semester ends. I want to make things official.
She lets out a loud breath.
Fine.
Thank you for understanding.
She makes a move to slide off the table, but I keep her in place, my hands still up her skirt.
But there's one thing I want you to do before you go.
She eyes me with confusion.
Kiss me.
She leans in and my God, the third time is absolute bliss. Summer wraps her arms around my neck and deepens the kiss. I squeeze her thighs and move my hands up slowly, tugging at the edges of her underwear. She moans.
I want you to touch me there. Just once.
The way she smells, the way she kisses, it's nearly impossible to resist her demands. I glance over my shoulder at the closed blinds and then back at her.
No noise, okay?
She nods. Summer exhales a soft breath when my fingers trail up between her thighs and stop at the heat between her legs. She's so fucking wet. She inhales sharply when I pull her underwear to the side. I slip my finger inside, relishing in the sweet and undeniably tightness of her swollen pussy. Summer lifts her hips as I sink deeper, pulling my finger in and out. She grapples for my shoulders as she sets her rhythm writhing on my fingers. God, I wish I was inside of her right now. I cover her mouth.
Shh.
I quicken my pace. She moans behind the muffles. Jesus. Fuck. Her nails dig into my shirt, into my shoulders. She's near.
Come for me, Summer. Come.
I curl my finger into her and she whimpers. Her legs tremble, her butt tightens, and now she's stiff as my fucking cock right now. I pull out and she relaxes, but I can't get over how wet my hand is right now, and it's such a fucking turn-on. I smell my fingers and take them into my mouth, sucking off every last drip of her pussy. And fuck, it tastes like honey. Summer eyes me, amazed by my reaction to her coming all over my fingers.
Did you just lick?
Baby girl, you have no idea what kind of monster I can be.
I pass my fingers beneath her skirt again and lick them clean.
Oh.
I can't fucking wait till this semester's over to taste every motherfucking drop you give.
She smiles.
Damn.
I lift her off the table and straighten her skirt. I take one last whiff of my fingers and lead her to the door.
Wait.
She says. Summer bends over and steps out of her panties, handing it to me.
You can keep it.
I put it to my nose and inhale deeply.
Fuck.
So, 2 weeks, right?
I nod, still in a daze from smelling her panties.
Okay, well, bye.
She opens the door, looks left, then right, and disappears down the hallway. Yep, I'm going to fucking hell. And I'm taking her with me.
Hey, Raiders. So, we are nearing the end of season 2 with just about 3 more episodes left. I'll keep you updated on that. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and talk to you in the next. See ya. Bye.